If you're on air in the launch sequence of a large radio station, the chances are you won't be forgotten.
And good morning, everyone. In very little time now, it'll be my pleasure and privilege to launch Radio 1 and 2. All of us here who have worked so hard during these past weeks have done so with two principal aims in view: to provide you with a better service of popular music and a greater measure of choice. A good deal of publicity has surrounded the plans for Radio 1, because in many ways it represents a new concept for BBC Radio. Radio 1 is designed to be young in heart and in style. And Radio 2 is much more than the old light programme shed of its 247-metre wavelength.
And I spent a lot of time at home with my own tape recorder, taping people and so on. And there was no doubt in my mind which was the best run station, which was Radio London. I didn't want to just lift Radio London off and transplant it to Radio 1.
Well, in a few moments, it's going to be 7 o'clock, time for the first Tony Blackburn show on Radio 1, whilst Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2 with Paul Hollingdale. And then, of course, at 8:30, there'll be Junior Choice with Leslie Cryver. At 5 to 10, 9:55, 5 to 10 on Radio 2, and on Radio 1, the first instalment, the first programme in our new competition, Crack the Clue. But now, with the clock ticking slowly up to 7 a.m, it's going to be time to welcome Radio 1's first early show on 247 metres medium wave, whilst Breakfast Special continues on Radio 2. 10 seconds to go before Radio 1, Tony Blackburn, and Radio 2, Paul Hollingdale. Stand by for switching. Get tuned to Radio 1 or 2. 5, 4, 3. Radio 2, Radio 1, go.
Those most famous of words. And so it went. Robin Scott, who died this week 20 years ago. He ran the light programme and effectively became the first controller of both Radio 1 and Radio 2. The BBC prepares for cuts. Last time around, they chose to network the evening show on BBC Local Radio. Its first presenter was Mark Forrest, who ended his tenure this week 3 years ago.
Foundations then, and Build Me Up Buttercup. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the bits and pieces we've found to replay for you over the past 3 hours. This is the last time I'll be with you on this show, so before I go, could I say thank you for your company over the past 4 years. It's been an absolute joy for me to be here, listening to so many interesting stories and chatting to you on the air and reading the many hundreds of texts and tweets and emails and Facebook posts that you've sent me. And you know what? Even if you've never...
Mark Forrest, now heard on Scala and reading the news elsewhere too. This week, very well as well. This week, 3 years ago, Ian Lee on Talk Radio stumbled across something.
Someone in power, someone in authority in a radio network had these thoughts, typed them down, heading New Music Links, Speed Links, Crunch and Roll. I don't even know what that means. Crunch and Roll? You haven't. Crunch and Roll. Okay. Always say, then in bold letters, all the biggest hits, all day long, at the top of the link. Then in bold letters, never the end. All the biggest hits, all day long, at the top of the link. Don't do it at the end, guys, because if you do, a baby dies. Say the station name into the new song, you idiots. That's obvious, isn't it? If you're going into the new song, you say the station name.
And so it went on, Ian Lee on Style Guides. Ken Bruce is 69 this week, and that's an excuse, I think, to enjoy this from April Fool's Day 2011, when Rob Brydon hosted his show as Ken. And then the two met. Spot the difference.
200.
Ah, wonderful stuff, Lynn. Thank you very much for today, by the way, for the medication. Right, now, Lynn, I have an announcement to make.
Really?
It's been a special show today for many reasons. One of them, no less than today, I finish. It's my last
show. Is this your last show?
On BBC Radio 2. Taking over from me next week is my brother, Ken, also Ken Bruce, but with two N's. And I've asked him to come in now and have a wee look around. Ken, hello.
Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm absolutely great. I've loved the show.
I love the show, too.
It's been great. You've been doing it how long now?
I've been doing it since about 9:30.
Oh, really? All right, right.
Really?
And next week, I've got to do all this myself.
Next week, I have got to do all this, yeah. It sounds like a Bay City roller. What's going on?
It's going to be quite difficult because you've been really interesting this morning. I thought it was unusual.
I've raised the bar, Ken.
Yeah.
You know, today. I mean, I've been doing it here for a very long time, as you know.
Yeah, very long, actually.
And listen to the people are talking, right? They say, what are you, Ken? What are you saying with Harry? Popmaster, Lynn Bowles. Love songs.
Wonderful stuff. Happy birthday, Ken Bruce. In Northern Ireland, it's 30 years since Downtown split its frequencies, launching a new brand, Cool on FM.
Good morning, and welcome to Cool FM, the new music radio service from Downtown Radio. Broadcasting 19 hours a day on 97.4 FM. We hope you will enjoy our programs, which will feature the music and lifestyle of the 90s. It's just gone 8:30. Stand by for Neil McLeod on The Breakfast Show, and thanks for tuning our way.
97.4 Cool FM, launching in Belfast this week in 1990. So, with the first Greenwich time signal pips 96 years ago...
Yeah, pips a little later there, but there we are. They arrived in the end. It's
Wyvern splitting AM and FM 24 years ago.
I'm Neil McLeod. We'll be doing breakfast over the coming days, weeks, months, and if the boss will let me, years.
The launch of commercial radio in Mansfield 21 years ago.
Your new local radio station. Now, one of the most important things that we'll be doing here on Mansfield 103.2 is playing your favourite music.
John Snagg breaking the news of the King's death on the Home Service 68 years ago.
The BBC offers profound sympathy to Her Majesty the Queen and the Royal Family. The BBC is now closing down for the rest of the day, except for the advertised news bulletins and summaries, shipping forecasts and gale warnings.
And Communicore acquiring 8 global stations after that ruling by the Competition Commission 6 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.